Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Last week, we began a three-part series called The Blueprint to Your Health about the three tests Dr. Prather recommends that everyone have on an annual basis: the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, a hair analysis, and a GI effects stool kit. Today, we're talking about hair analysis.
Dr. Prather, why is hair analysis you've put as very important?
Well, one of the most common deficiencies that people have is in minerals. The plants can actually make the fatty acids, make the proteins, make the vitamins, but it can't make the minerals. The minerals have to come up out of the ground. Mm. One of the most important things on nutrition is that as we farm a land over a period of time, the land actually becomes deficient in minerals. So that's where a lot of problems actually come in. One of the things that we've been able to do, of course, is to provide fertilizer into the ground, mm-hmm. which has helped the plants to grow, basically nitrogen. But we haven't really replaced the minerals like we should. So the plants actually have a deficiency in minerals, which leads to a deficiency in the animals that we eat also, and actually results in a chronic deficiency in human beings. And civilizations throughout the years have risen and fallen on the quality of minerals in their land.
Their soil, huh?
Right. So the soil is very important, and we definitely have a deficiency in our food sources at this point. And so looking at the minerals is a very, very critical thing.
And that's just only one thing we're talking about is our food deficiencies, but minerals can be depleted other ways.
Yes. You know, as we get into stresses in our body, taking pharmaceuticals, the different sugars that we take in, the abnormal diet that we have, can definitely deplete the minerals in our system.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. You say even stress can affect the minerals and deplete the minerals.
One of the things that you know, that I've had in the past, and I think I talked about last time, was a patient who had gotten very low in magnesium, and how that can actually lead to a heart attack. So, you know, as people are under stress, we can actually see a pattern on that within their mineral balance.
Mm-hmm. So why are minerals so important to our health?
Well, if you look at it, if you're talking about just a simple thing like zinc, there are 27 enzymes that are dependent upon zinc in there to actually be able to function. So the very basic patterns of our body being able to work is very dependent upon the minerals. So if you have a deficiency, then certain things start to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, zinc is an example. The highest concentration of zinc is actually in the eyes. If you get a deficiency, then you can actually develop different diseases of the eye.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Prostate is also a heavy area of zinc concentration. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main reasons, the zinc deficiency, that actually leads to a lot of the prostate problems in males. When you're talking about copper and zinc, if you actually go too low in zinc, you actually develop a lot of viral infections. If you go too low in copper, you actually develop bacterial infections. So,
wow.
You know, there's a whole physiology that's involved in all of this that is extremely important, you know, let alone, you know, you're talking about minerals being involved in cancer and cardiovascular and in infections and you know, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, every single different type of problem that can develop into the human being can kicked off by mineral deficiencies or excess minerals. So looking at that, getting a good understanding is absolutely critical if you are going to look completely at what might be involved in someone's health.
Well, what is analyzed in the hair analysis? I know a lot of ratios are looked at, but what you know, let's review what is analyzed.
Well, as we're looking at this, there are, in the hair analysis that we do, there is the basic minerals that are pretty critical, that are well established. The other thing that is involved is heavy metal toxicity, mm-hmm. and then also micronutrients. And
so the hair analysis looks at all of those?
At all of those, mm-hmm. yes. We have all the major minerals, the 24 of the minor minerals, and then also we have all the heavy metals that might be involved. And if you do have a heavy metal toxicity and that's involved in your health, you really aren't going to make any progress until you actually get that eliminated.
Hmm.
So heavy metals is also another important way to look at this. And I find that the hair analysis is the best way to actually check on that.
Mm-hmm.
The hair analysis in many of the minerals is actually the most accurate and also isn't actually prone to the ups and downs of daily dietary type of intake. It's more of a long-term picture of what's going on in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Because the body actually puts the minerals, you know, the very basic types of functionings, into the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
You actually are looking at other different types of measurements along those lines. They can actually vary during the day, or also vary according to, you know, the season even. So, you know, we're looking for things that are very consistent, very true.
You're saying minerals don't do that.
Well, no, the hair analysis.
The hair analysis, okay.
The hair analysis is actually a very accurate way of actually checking those things.
Okay.
Especially like heavy metals, if you do a chelation urine to actually check on heavy metals, about everybody shows up positive on that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, most people don't actually have heavy metal toxicity. What we find is that the accuracy of the hair analysis is very very consistent with the Center of Disease Control on the number of people who actually have heavy metal toxicities.
Mm. So when you're talking about heavy metals, besides
rock and roll.
Yeah, it sounds like a rock and roll band. What are you actually talking about?
Well, when we're talking about heavy metals, we're talking about a poison for the body. We're talking mm-hmm. about mercury.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about lead. We're talking about cadmium. We're talking about aluminum. Things that are definitely toxins to the body and make some very dramatic types of changes in the health and well-being of the person.
Okay.
So mercury is a very very obvious type of one.
Yeah.
An example is I had a patient, a young girl who came in who was all of a sudden having some tremors, had some weight loss, was having some kidney difficulties, and everything that they were doing, they weren't figuring out exactly what was going on. So one of the things that we did, besides the other tests, was we also did a hair analysis and we found out that she had high mercury.
Hmm.
We had found out that when she came home from school, she had a can of tuna every day, and she had been doing that for over a year.
Hmm.
High source of mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she and her mother actually said, wow, I was so proud of her doing that.
Right.
You know, because it seemed like a
healthy thing to do.
Mm-hmm. to do. And her symptoms were very definitely related to the mercury. We started her on a mercury detoxification program, and within a week, the neurological symptoms were under control.
Wow!
And
she stopped eating tuna.
Yes, we definitely had her stop eating tuna, and the next time we checked her hair analysis, everything was all clear, and all of her symptoms and everything was cleared up. So, you know, as you look at that, that is something that is very satisfying. Mm-hmm. And if you don't look into that area, you miss that quite a bit. I mean, she had been to four different doctors.
Right.
Now, very, very excellent ones. They were able to diagnose her neurological problems, but they weren't able to help her at all.
Mm-hmm.
The pharmaceuticals actually made her worse. And as we could get into the underlying problem, we could actually see a huge change.
Mm.
So, you know, having that aspect of looking for it and not ignoring it, then that can be a very big help.
you know, and what's important, you know, people want that diagnosis, but what's even more important is the treatment and the underlying. What's the root cause?
Sure. And I've had several dentists come in and had the same thing, you know, with the high mercury. So
up next, we'll talk about what a hair analysis reveals and how heavy metal toxicity impacts our health.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Let's talk about the different treatments here at the Prather Practice that are effective in infertility.
The most famous one is acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture, that's one of the things. We have a very well-known acupuncture part of our practice. I'm a licensed acupuncturist. And so most women, most couples that are coming in are coming in for the acupuncture portion. But we also let them know that there's a lot of other things that we can do that can actually help that have been well proven to facilitate pregnancy.
Well, let's go back to acupuncture. Mm-hmm. How does that help in infertility?
There's no doubt that there's quite a bit of results with acupuncture. As a matter of fact, a lot of infertility clinics, because it has improved the rate so much, is that they've added that in to part of their practice. So there's no doubt that that helps. One of the things that I have found is that acupuncture is absolutely amazing on two things. One, it reduces the inflammation in through the body. Mm-hmm. And inflammation, high amounts, especially in the reproductive area, will certainly kick off infertility. So a reduction in inflammation is one of the basic types of things. The other thing that it definitely has been proven to have an effect on is the hormones of the body. Acupuncture really improves the oxytocin, which is sort of your feel-good, happy place.
That's what I hear mostly from patients after their acupuncture.
Sure.
You know, they feel so much better.
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the things that you can do just to feel better immediately. I have a lot of people who have sleep disturbances, anxiety. I've had so many people who, with some regular acupuncture treatments, no longer need anti-anxiety medication. Mm. So there's just this really feel-good, and oxytocin high levels is definitely one of the hormones that really helps with fertility. So that's been very well proven, and we see that evident on every patient almost that we do. Acupuncture definitely has an effect on both of those things, and both of those things has a big part in infertility. If you're going through infertility as an issue, absolutely acupuncture is 100% safe, no real side effects. It would be foolish not to do that.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Last week, we began a three-part series called The Blueprint to Your Health about the three tests Dr. Prather recommends that everyone have on an annual basis: the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, a hair analysis, and a GI effects stool kit. Today, we're talking about hair analysis.
And it has hair in it, so you're taking hair, right?
Right.
And I know one worry when, you know, patients are doing, how much are you going to take?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's actually a very small amount in the back of the neck. Mm-hmm. Most people can't even really see it. One of the things is that we use a German company who actually has the latest best technology. One of the things is that hair analysis at one time didn't have a good reputation. Mm-hmm. And the main reason is because of the consistency of the labs that were actually testing it. But the technology is now down to where it's definitely a science. The accuracy is without a doubt that it is very, very accurate, so that we can get very consistent results and that we can get true results on what's reflective of the body.
So, yeah, why do they take hair?
Well, you can actually take tissue, almost any tissue. You know, you can take some bone.
Okay.
You know, but people don't squeal when you cut off their hair.
Some people.
Right, right. You can also do nails.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is bald and they sit there and say, well, you know, I don't have any hair.
Uh-huh.
And we've had cancer patients,
mm-hmm.
Who really didn't have any bodily hair at that point. Mm-hmm. And what we did was we got nails.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's basically a tissue, and a hair is a very easy type of thing to get.
I bet you this hair analysis is very important to do on patients that have been through chemo and...
Oh, absolutely.
Radiation.
The influence of minerals on cancer is very well proven. You know, and getting that balanced out really makes a huge difference. One of the big things that actually occurs with cancer is a pH change in the cells. And the pH is definitely completely contributed to by the mineral content of the body. And one of the things they have found is if you can change the pH, basically change the amount of minerals getting into the cells, then cancer cells actually die. So cancer is a very, very critical type of area to make sure that the hair analysis is done. That is something that, if that is the case, I really would prefer not to actually treat them unless I know what their mineral contents are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you could be missing something.
Right. Well, let's talk about the heavy metals. What you talked a little bit about what the heavy metals are. What kind of problems arise with heavy metals?
Well, when you're talking about mercury, you're definitely talking about neurological conditions.
Mm-hmm. You talked about dentistry. But
right. I've actually had several dentists come in and actually get their hair analysis with the idea of checking to make sure that there wasn't any heavy metal toxicity. And interestingly, about 80% of all the dentists that we check do have heavy metal toxicity.
They seem to be getting away from the mercury.
Yes,
in dentistry.
There is an understanding of the toxicity on that. And if there are better methods, we know many advanced dentists who are actually completely away from any type of heavy metal toxicity. But I was having a dentist who came in, and he was having sleeplessness and some other neurological problems, and he was a little concerned,
mm-hmm.
you know, on that, because he actually had gone to a seminar for dentists, and they were talking, listing all the symptoms that could be involved with heavy metal, and he was saying, 80% of them he checked
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you know, you're pretty good at checking on that. Can you find out, you know, exactly how I'm doing? And we found a nickel and a mercury toxicity on him.
Nickel and mercury.
And those mm-hmm. are very two common types of metals that are found in amalgams.
Mm-hmm.
And he could tell an immediate difference on how he was doing. His wife also came in and told me that he mm-hmm. was doing much better. And his staff also told me
mm-hmm.
that he wasn't as irritable.
Right.
That he could tell a big difference.
Well, there
difference
was
on
a
that.
Statistic out, you know, that at one point, dentistry, this was years ago, there was high suicide rate.
It does. It actually has one of the highest suicide rates and divorce rates.
Mm-hmm.
And they have actually linked that to the heavy metal toxicity as mm-hmm. as a very contributing factor.
Yeah, I think that's why dentistry is getting away. Do you recommend at the Prather Wellness Center that if people have those type of amalgams, nickel, mercury, that they get them removed?
It is. It's before they do that, though, I always ask them to get some blood work, hair analysis just to make sure that they are able to do the detoxification after they get that out. But I actually had all of mine removed, and I could tell a very big difference in my health. But we do want to make sure that health-wise that they're able to detox immediately afterwards, because there is some detoxification.
Right.
So it's
not a simple procedure either.
Right. It's something that needs to be done by someone who is trained in that and knows exactly what they're doing, not to release more toxins into the body.
Right. Right. Well, who's at risk for heavy metal toxicity? Well, besides dentists.
Well, there are actually several different things that can be at risk, but the biggest area for risk for any individual is actually children. The reason is because children will actually absorb heavy metals four times greater than an adult.
Wow.
So you can have an exposure and a child will actually take in four times because there isn't the barrier there. And also there is a four times greater chance that it'll actually go to the nervous system.
On a child.
So children are much greater at risk for heavy metal toxicity. Checking on children for hair analysis is something that should be done at least once a year. The Center of Disease Control went out and did a randomized study on children just to see on the risk of heavy metal. They did a very accurate, very precise type of thing, and they found that 40% of all children had some heavy metal toxicity in their system.
What were they finding mostly? You know, they talk about lead and
lead
paint.
Lead was actually number one in kids, but aluminum actually was a very high one.
Do you see an increase in aluminum toxicity?
Yes. One of the things is that, you know, there's been a big deal on the mercury in vaccinations.
Right.
But there's actually the main preservative on that for vaccinations is aluminum, aluminum compound.
So they take out more the mercury and put aluminum in there?
Well, they always had the aluminum in there.
Okay. But now?
Aluminum is actually a very good preservative and is actually used quite a bit in food and has been about 10, 12 years ago was actually deregulated by the FDA as a safe preservative. And so the amount of aluminum that we take in has increased quite dramatically. Matter of fact, a couple of years ago, I did a show on the increase that I saw in aluminum toxicity in people. It especially hits children and is one of the main culprits that we find in Asperger's, autism, also ADD, ADHD. And one of the most common things that I find is that we have a high aluminum toxicity in children that are diagnosed along those lines. And as we detox the aluminum, then we get some very strong neurological changes. Just yesterday, I had a young boy who the teacher had strongly suggested that if he was going to come back to school, that he get on some type of a Ritalin, Concerta type of drug.
Yeah.
To be able to sit still, because he couldn't sit still and concentrate. And his grades were failing, and we brought him in, and we did the testing on him, and we did a hair analysis, and we found aluminum toxicity. And he was also showing some upper motor neuron signs. Definitely the neurological system wasn't coordinating well. We did a detoxification on him. As soon as we got the aluminum down to a normal level, his neurological signs all disappeared, and his classroom behavior, you know, he went from a struggling student to a student.
And he didn't go on the drugs.
Did not go on the drugs, no. So the aluminum is very critical along those lines for children to be checked on. Especially if they have, you know, some of the symptoms along those lines, because the aluminum definitely goes to the nervous system and will cause a great deal of trouble.
We get a lot of aluminum. We can get it from our pans when we're cooking, right?
Aluminum cookware.
Cans.
Any type of preservatives, alum.
Antiperspirant.
Antiperspirants, mm-hmm. vaccinations, all those different areas are big sources of aluminum, and in children can cause quite a bit of problems. Along with that, you know, on that, we've also found children with lead, mercury, all those different types of things.
Up next, how a hair analysis can reveal a path to reverse osteoporosis without harmful pharmaceuticals.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet
on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I don't care if you're driving yourself or someone else to the emergency room. You still want to get out and run in with them. Are you supposed to drop somebody off and go park a car? Okay, you go in. Tell them you're shot. Ask them if they validate.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health Radio Show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Last week, we began a three-part series called The Blueprint to Your Health about the three tests Dr. Prather recommends that everyone have on an annual basis: the Prather Profile blood analysis, a hair analysis, and a GI effects stool kit. Today, we're talking about hair analysis.
So we're talking about how affected by the heavy metals children are. It's very interesting, and the stories. What about other things like osteoporosis?
Oh, osteoporosis is absolutely critical. I won't treat someone with osteoporosis unless I can do a hair analysis. Osteoporosis is actually a very complicated type of a process. There's actually 30 different aspects of minerals that can be involved with osteoporosis. It's not just a calcium type of thing. Matter mm-hmm. of fact, sometimes you can actually take calcium and make osteoporosis worse.
Hmm.
So, an example on osteoporosis. I had a patient came in, and they were very low on copper. And if you're very low on copper, that will actually develop an osteoporotic condition.
Mm.
Got their copper up to, you know, proper level, and the osteoporosis, very dramatic changes. The other thing is that you can be too high on copper, mm-hmm. and that can cause osteoporosis.
That's my issue we have to watch.
But that can really kick off osteoporosis too. So, again, we're talking about balance on things.
Mm-hmm.
The calcium-magnesium ratio is very important. The calcium-phosphorus ratio is all very important to actually look at that. Then you also have to look at the hardness of the bones. And silica is actually very, very important for the hardness of the bones. Mm. So I can actually look at a hair analysis and see, even before someone develops osteoporosis, at a very young age, whether they have a tendency towards that. and whether the whether there's a pattern on that that will actually develop into osteoporosis, and it will actually show me how to reverse osteoporosis without the pharmaceuticals. And one of the things is that they do bone density tests, and yes, the pharmaceuticals that are actually available out there do increase the density of the bones, mm-hmm. but they actually make the bones more brittle. So they're finding on clinical studies that the fracture rate is actually higher if you're taking the pharmaceuticals for osteoporosis than if you're not, mm-hmm. because of the way that they actually work and the changes that they make in the bone. They actually kill the cells that destroy the old bone material, but it actually will, so you don't lose the density, mm-hmm. but you actually have a greater chance of fracturing because mm-hmm. of the nature of the bone at that point. Mm-hmm. So it gets very complicated, but definitely whenever you're talking about osteoporosis, 90% of the time is a nutritional problem.
Now, have we talked about the most common mineral deficiencies out there?
The most common one I had mentioned before is zinc. Mm-hmm. And that has a huge effect on so many different aspects of the body. Vision, heart problems actually can come from that. Kidney problems, liver issues. Prostate problems is very, very definitely you have to look at the zinc. Fertility. One of the things that I tell women who are having trouble with fertility is to, besides checking on their hormonal levels, but also checking on their zinc levels mm-hmm. has a huge effect. Mm-hmm. So looking at those things will make a very, very big difference and can, I've had just getting the zinc level up, and all of a sudden we had a baby occur. So, there's some very simple things that are out there, and these things can really make a very, very huge difference in someone's health.
Yeah. Yeah, we just had a patient come in the other day who's ready to have her baby, and she attributes a lot of that to the supplementation and getting her body ready for that, because she was, before she came in to our office, was having trouble getting pregnant.
Sure. Anorexia. One of the interesting things is that if you actually take someone and take their zinc level down, then they will actually start to show all the symptoms of anorexia.
Interesting.
So zinc is something that you always look for in any type of eating disorder, mm-hmm. because if you actually starve yourself, and go through a lot of the things that are associated with the dieting that can lead to anorexia, one of the things that definitely drops, especially in young ladies, is zinc levels. Mm-hmm. And if we've had people who were actually struggling with anorexia or bulimia, and we got them on the zinc, got the levels of their zinc up to par, and the cravings and the desires and a lot of the things that were going on actually disappeared.
Wow.
So, mm-hmm. as you're looking at these things, you can really miss a lot of the key factors in someone's health, because mm-hmm. there are so many different types of things that can be involved in that. That could be a huge problem.
Well, I've seen the report. I mean, the report is so extensive. The patient always gets a copy
sure.
of these three, tests. The patient has a copy. You go over it with them, very thorough.
Depression. We find that mm-hmm. the minerals has a huge impact on the neurotransmitters. And if you are off on your calcium-magnesium ratio, that's a very easy way to develop depression. If you take anyone and get their ratio off, mm-hmm. You can actually create depression in someone. So, there are so many different types of things, sleep disturbances.
What about hormones? How much does, minerals affect hormones?
Absolutely critical. An example would be pituitary function is absolutely dependent upon manganese levels. So when we find a low functioning pituitary, then if we check on the manganese level, you get the manganese level up, then the pituitary is fixed. So, on that, the copper-zinc ratio. is absolutely critical for proper hormonal balance. You know, the list goes on all the different types of effects that you can actually see from this. And shifting the minerals can make a dramatic difference on what's going on in the system. So I always tell people that, you know, you may be just fine on the minerals, but if we're missing something on that, then that would be that we would be definitely amiss, because sometimes it's a very easy type of fix to get everything kind of going cascading down the line.
Yeah, and I want to let our listeners know, unfortunately, insurance doesn't cover the hair analysis right now. You know, we're working on that. But it's a $110 test.
Right.
And tells you so much information and can change someone's life once you know.
We had a gentleman who had developed a kidney and lung problems. And they were trying to figure out, basically, they weren't giving him any hope. They were saying that he was destined for dialysis and probably a oxygen tank. And we started questioning him, and I said, you know, when did this start? And he said, well, you know, I've told this to the doctors, but they didn't really take it seriously, is that he had used a solution to clean his fireplace. And after that he had had some problems. And one of the things that that cleaner actually had was high levels of cadmium. Cadmium is definitely known, if you have a toxic amount, to actually destroy the kidneys and cause lung problems. So we tested him on the hair analysis, found the cadmium levels, were able to get that down to a reasonable level, and he's had some difficulties, but nothing that has been critical. So, you know, looking at those types of things and approaching this from a totally different type of aspect than is normally thought of in the medical profession. So
I always think of those, you know, those guys that are spraying lawns and, you know, I mean, their health is just being compromised. And then, you know, even our cleaning products that we have in our house, very important to have them as natural as possible.
It is. Cadmium is also very high in guys who do welding. So, you know, those are all different types of things and can be issues that, you know, we need to look at and make sure that they are addressed and actually discovered. Because there are so many hidden different types of issues that can be going on. One of the things is that I had a woman who was coming in, older lady, and she had had problems with hormones, osteoporosis, just a lot of health issues. And we did a hair analysis on her, and we found out that she had absolutely no boron in her system. And boron is critical for estrogen production and for osteoporosis. So we gave her some boron, and her health just turned around so dramatically. And, you know, that's not something that you normally just go in and find in the average place.
Right.
So, you know, those hidden types of gems in there that you can have one product in there that's you know, I think to get her back up to par, I mean, she spent $40. You know, to get her level back up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, and whereas she was, you know, they were looking at doing hysterectomies. They were going to be put her on medications. They actually put her on a bone strengthening, and she developed terrible pains in the jaw. We were able to get that under control. But, I mean, you know, everything that they were doing was making her worse, and whereas we're looking at natural products, have absolutely no side effects. We actually measure to know exactly when they are low. We know exactly when they are normalized. And talk about evidence-based medicine.
Up next, our Restoring Hope segment, where we'll hear from a patient suffering from heart disease share his recent experience at the Prather practice.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes.
You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
One of the most basic fundamentals that that I base my practice off of is something called the Atlas Orthogonal
technique. It's a type of adjustment.
It's a specific type of an adjustment, and orthogonal means at right angles. In other words, the head is sitting on top of your body.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Because about 80% of the people don't have that. Mm-hmm. And it has probably one of the greatest effects on the entire system.
You're saying 80% of people don't have the right...
The atlas sitting on underneath the skull.
Now, the atlas proper. We're talking about is the first vertebrae.
First vertebrae under the occiput. So a basic type of thing, and what I found is that probably has the biggest effect on the health of an individual over anything else. Mm-hmm. So you can actually make the greatest amount of changes with the atlas, getting it in the right position, because it's right there at the base of the skull, which is the center of the autonomic nervous system.
Mm. The base of the skull.
Which actually controls all the functions of the body. So the atlas orthogonal is one of the big bases of what we do and has the biggest effect on the health of the individual. And really, to make any types of changes in the rest of the system to help the body to work correctly, that's the beginning of where you need to start. And mm-hmm. when I'm actually working with patients, I make sure that that's in position. Now, of course, 20% of the people don't have a problem with that.
Uh-huh.
So we go on to
So not everybody other. That walks in the office has that issue.
And not everybody who walks into the office has that issue. But getting that corrected is absolutely essential for me to make the other postural changes and to make the changes in the system.
And I want to bring up here, you're board certified in the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, the only one in the state of Indiana. Got your training down in Atlanta.
Right.
So extensive training.
I was one of the original six mm-hmm. in that. So that's a huge basis. So there's a very strong belief system in that. And then also I had my greatest amount of changes in my health through this particular type mm-hmm. of adjustment. So I can speak from a personal type of standpoint.
Find out how the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment can transform your health. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. In our Restoring Hope segment this week, we focus on a non-surgical and non-drug approach to heart disease. Today, I'm talking to Lionel. Lionel received our external counterpulsation therapy here at the Prather Wellness Center, ECP, and we'll refer it to it as the ECP. But Lionel, what brought you in initially to the Prather Wellness Center?
It's a bit of a long story because of my heart history. I've had a lot of heart problems over the years, a heart attack at age 53, and now at age 72 and a half, my bypasses started to quit and I was having difficulties. Last year, I had several operations as far as stents and angioplasties, but still the angina would not stop. My internist recommended a procedure called EECP, which I had never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
So I went immediately, of course, and contacted my cardiologist, who said, "That's a very good process. You should do it." And they do it here in Indianapolis. Well, where he referred me to in Indianapolis no longer did it. So I went online and did some research and found the Prather Clinic, which is the only facility or service of ECP that I found in the Indianapolis area. The other ones are out of town by an hour or more. So I made the phone call to my your clinic to get some information, contacted my cardiologist, and he sent in the proper paperwork for me to start the procedure.
Okay. Great. Yeah, we are the only ECP unit here in Indianapolis. And we are getting cardiologist referrals, which is nice. And what you said is your bypasses were quitting. You know, at this point, were you a non-operative heart patient? They couldn't do any more for you?
We're getting close to that. Maybe one more time. But right now, we're waiting to see. Quite frankly, I got tired of being in the hospital so much.
Right.
I said, I need to do something else.
Right.
And the ECP sounded very good. And again, my personal physician is very high on this. In fact, he does it in his clinic up in the Chicago area. Also, I would like to put a plug in or a recommendation that people should pay attention to natural health as much as they can, which would be your naturopathic doctor, your integrated doctor, your doctor who, like Dr. Prather, and he has an integrated clinic, what he does here with all the, that he offers. These things that I did had my bypasses last a little over twice as long as a normal bypass because I was not doing strictly normal health measures. I was doing naturopathic health.
So you called, made an appointment, and let's talk about where it went from there and the treatment.
I came in for an evaluation with Jackie. It's a 4-point test. And then we're scheduled for my treatments, which, of course, is 7 weeks and 5 days a week, 1 hour. And we started the procedure from there. Procedure started well. I did experience angina pain during the treatment. Jackie was very, very persistent in trying to find the correct procedure. She contacted even the factory rep. And they could determine that for my particular case, which was not normal, was that I should have a counterpulsation every other heartbeat instead of every heartbeat and only up to a certain pressure level. Once we figured that out, the treatment really started to go well and I started getting better and better as the time went on.
That's right. And you talked about it's a 7-week program, 5 days a week for an hour. So it's a commitment. And we worked with you on the, Jackie worked with you on the treatment, specifically, which was very helpful to you. Let's talk about, the results of that treatment. I know you just finished up not too long ago, and we reevaluate. Let's talk about that.
The week after the treatment was over was the best week I've had in about 13 months. My numbers on the post or exit, I call it the exit exam, which was the same test that we took before we started the procedure. We take the same ones for exams or tests after, and all the numbers were positive and up. In fact, Dr. Prather was delighted. He told me I was much more improved than he expected because of the condition of my heart. It was my heart was in bad shape, is in bad shape. I've had much less angina recurrence now than I had before, and what I do have is very well controlled compared to the intense pain I had prior to the procedure. Well, good thing about it is not only does Medicare insurance cover it, which being retired military, I've got Medicare and TRICARE for me, but you can go back and do this again under the Medicare system, which is really good. And right now we're talking with my doctors of whether I want to, how soon I want to go back again and do it and trying to do the finishing touches, so to speak.
Wonderful. And one thing about the ECP or external counterpulsation therapy, it's a cumulative. So where you are now, you will continue. There's a cumulative effect after it stops and you'll continue to see changes. And we hear that a lot. So if there's someone out there listening that has the same issues or has heart issues, what would you say to them?
I'd say, number one, if this is non-invasive, this is all external. Mm-hmm. You don't go under a knife. You don't go in and get operated on. It's all external. It's very, very safe. Everything I've read about it and been told about it by all my doctors, mm-hmm, is that there's been no negative effect from ECP. It's always been positive, and highly recommended by the people who know it's doing it. The surgeon, my cardiologist, is, in my opinion, probably one of the best, if not the absolute premier heart doctor in the Indianapolis area. This man is fantastic, Michael, mm-hmm, Robertson, over at Cardiac North. He was enthusiastic about it, and if I can see his enthusiasm for this program, mm-hmm, and by the way, he's delighted to know your clinic is here, because mm-hmm, you're the only one available right mm-hmm now. His enthusiasm really helped me understand that this was a very good thing to do, and I recommend people try it. Number one, it's a lot less intrusive on your lifestyle, mm-hmm, except you have to be here 5 days a week for 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's only an hour. The staff is fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's no invasion. They're not hospitalized, and it's mm-hmm much less expensive, and most insurances, including Medicare, covers it.
Mm-hmm. And I know our exercise physiologist, Mark, worked with you, too, on a program, a cardiac rehab program. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I sure will. What I like is the flexibility of the program. Mm-hmm. Mark interviews you and finds out what your lifestyle is like and how you plan on doing your cardiac rehab. Mm-hmm. And then he tailors the program to you rather than insisting that you do it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he knows I like to be outdoors. He knows I don't like the confinement of a regular gym and stuff. So he's got me on a tailored program for me to mm-hmm exercise at home and outside, which has a lot of walking, and which I'm always doing, and physical exercise to mm-hmm build up the muscles and skeletal strength.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a very good way to do it. I've been to other cardiac rehabs before, like after my heart attack many mm-hmm years ago, and they had a specific program, and that was where there was no deviation. This one here is tailored to the patient rather than the patient to the program.
Well, thank you, Lionel. Your story is going to be an inspiration to a lot of people. Thank you for sharing your story about the external counterpulsation therapy, or ECP.
Well, we just really appreciate Lionel's testimony. The benefits of the ECP are just absolutely amazing. The trying to get the heart working again. I mean, the heart is the number one cause of death in America, cardiovascular disease. And one of the fantastic things about the external counterpulsation is it's a very natural, structural, functional type of a care. It is basically just an aerobic exercise machine. And if you look at the literature on what benefits almost every single case or condition that's associated with the cardiovascular system, aerobic exercise is by far the most proven system to actually get cardiovascular health care back up where it needs to be. And it is perfectly safe. As Lionel was saying, there's no risk involved with it, but the benefits are absolutely wonderful, and it stays with you for many, many years afterwards. Not only do you get the benefit at the time, but as we check people later on, because we've been doing this for about 8 years, and as we recheck people, their heart continues to get better. And it's something that we can repeat, and it is something that has been so proven to change things around in a lot of conditions where there is no other hope. Then we can actually see the changes take place. I mean, we've had people with congestive heart failure. We've had people with 90% blockage. And all of those different types of conditions have reversed. So can't recommend more the ECP.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop.
If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.